My guests during the first half of the show today are B.J. Pfeiffer and Deborah Madison. B.J. is the president of the new Santa Fe Community Co-op, and Deborah is on its board. I hope you'll all stay tuned for the second half of the show with the Reverend Gail Lindsay Mariner of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe and Rabbi Marvin Schwab of Temple Beth Shalom. We're going to talk about Peace on Earth Day coming up this Sunday. Welcome, BJ and Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I want to give our listeners a little bit of background about the two of you. The Santa Fe Community Co-op is the brainchild of BJ, who is a veteran of the Park Slope Co-op in New York, a very famous co-op. She was also founder of the first community garden in Napa, California, which I have witnessed with my own eyes. And she has a very long corporate resume to boot. Deborah Madison was the original chef at the Greens restaurant in San Francisco. She moved here in 1990 and got involved with the farmers market, where she was a market manager and served on the board. But we probably mostly know Deborah as the cookbook author. She's written 11 books, but especially we know her for the venerable Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone, which was just released in an updated version last month called The New.
New.
Vegetarian the new cooking Vegetarian for Cooking for Everyone. So I don't know that much about the co-op. Tell BJ, give us the background on the Santa Fe Community Co-op.
So we're very excited about the new co-op, and the purpose of the co-op is to provide high-quality, affordable food for everyone. So we're looking to improve access to high-quality food for the whole community and to also contribute to Santa Fe's quality of life.
And so what's that going to look like? What will the co-op include?
In terms of product?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be a grocery store.
Ah.
So we're going to try to make it one-stop shop. So there will be, obviously, as much local food as we can have. We're going to grow some of our own. And there will be household items, beauty products, nutritional supplements. And we will have a part-time nutritionist on board. So we're very health conscious. Food is just integrally connected to health.
So why did you feel there was a need for another co-op here? We have La Montanita Co-op, we have the farmers market, and God knows we have plenty of grocery stores.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. So I am a veteran of the Park Slope Food Co-op, as you know, as you can see, pretty much is publicized everywhere. And I was a member there for 20 years. And this co-op offers really affordable food to the community. Almost 20% of the community belongs, and it's really a tradition in Park Slope. If you move to Park Slope, the first question people say is, have you joined the co-op?
Uh-huh.
So food is amazingly affordable. So, for instance, you know, if you buy tomatoes at $3 a pound, which is pretty standard, you know, high-quality tomatoes, you'll find many natural food stores selling them for $5.99 a pound. We will sell our tomatoes at $3.90 a pound. That's a big difference in price.
So there's enough of a profit margin built in to support the co-op, but because it's not a shareholder a corporate-styled organization, you don't have to earn higher amounts.
It's not a corporate, yes, although we
it's
are.
It's a non-profit.
No, actually, we're a for-profit with a non-profit arm, but we're not in it for the money.
Okay.
Our purpose is to provide everyday low costs at the register. So the way we do that is, number one, only members can shop, but everybody can join. So certainly people with modest incomes or disabilities can participate. The co-op members work at the co-op, and that's an old tradition. And not only does that save money on food, it also builds community. People bond working together.
So if I join the co-op, do I have to volunteer a certain number of hours a year or something like that?
Well, you don't actually volunteer. You're a member owner.
Ah.
And so you actually own the co-op, and one of your responsibilities as a member is that you work the work shifts.
Uh-huh. And how much do I have to work a year?
Well, to begin with, you have to work 2 3-hour shifts every 4 weeks.
Oh.
So it's not a huge amount of work.
That's not onerous, yeah.
And that will go down as time goes on, as we get larger.
Okay, so back to that other question. And Deborah, please jump in here at any time.
Okay.
I can get fresh, affordable food at the farmer's market, and I can go to the existing co-op and feel like I'm supporting, you know, a worker-owned, righteous organization. So why do we need another one?
For me, it's about affordability and it's about community. So beyond the price of food at the co-op, there's lots of amenities. Deborah is going to...
Well, there's also access, you know. Everything seems to be in that part of town. I mean, uh-huh. You've got the farmer's market. Across the street, you have Whole Foods. Down the street, you have the co-op. We don't have something that reaches out to kind of the broader population of Santa Fe.
Yes, Joe Sixpack, that's...
Whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody deserves access, you know, to good food and affordable foods.
So where is this grocery store going to be?
So we are looking at a really wonderful site just off Siler Road, which is really dead in the geographic and population center of Santa Fe.
So well, we can say it's Santa Fe, the old side of Santa Fe greenhouses. It's on your website.
We are negotiating.
Yeah. It is not a secret. Sorry, BJ. If it's on the web, it's public knowledge.
We are negotiating to purchase the Santa Fe, 4 acres of the Santa Fe greenhouses, yes.
And that would work well because...
Because it's in the dead center of town, and it also gives us the advantage of being able to grow on the site.
So that's part of your program. You're actually going to grow things.
Yes, we're actually going to grow things. That is sort of a, you know, first we're going to get the grocery store up and running. But it is our interest to have greenhouses. We are looking at aquaponics, which is very high yield, so you get a lot of very affordable. And it would also provide fresh fish, untainted fish, to the community. So that's exciting. It also uses between 2 and 10% of the water that conventional agriculture does. So you have water savings with aquaponics as well.
I think we need to define aquaponics. I had to ask you earlier, well, what are hydroponics? I just got used to that. What's the difference?
So aquaponics is a closed-loop system between fish and vegetables and basically the fish poop, and they actually provide nitrites to the vegetables, and then the vegetables clean the water, and it goes through a filter, and then it goes back. So it's a completely organic system, and it's very efficient. You can grow leafy greens and herbs and whatnot, and we'll also probably do some soil-based hydroponics. People tell me that's an oxymoron, but actually people are doing it. There's a very famous growing power in Milwaukee. And, you know, it's part of the whole permaculture environment of the a greenhouse grocery. So, of course, there's a lot of compost that grocery stores. So that'll be used in the soil, which will then be water efficient, and that's the hydroponics portion. And then vegetables will grow.
Growing Power is a place I've visited when I was researching a book, and it's so exciting. I love closed-loop systems anyway.
And what is it?
Well, it's what Growing Power is in Milwaukee, and it's a series of greenhouses that were bought. Is it Will Allen who bought them? And to raise food for his community, and he developed a digester, which composts very quickly a lot of the waste that they produce, and that also comes to them. They have the growing part with plants hanging in baskets over the water where the fish are, and the whole thing circulates, and it's tremendously exciting.
It's very interesting. Is there a timeline on, do you have hopes of when you might open this grocery store?
Yes, we have hopes.
Well, we know this is Santa Fe. Everything takes twice as long as you think it should.
Only twice.
Our plan is to open in May of 2015.
Wow.
So we're hoping to close, to get closure on our purchase agreement really shortly, and then just move forward really, aggressively.
Wonderful. Now, you've talked about there being this fabulous gardening system going on, the aquaponics in the greenhouses, and that you would sell those vegetables and fish at the grocery store. Then you would also buy local farmers?
Yes, we would. Yes.
Deborah, yeah, I've been talking with some of the farmers at the market, and the farmer's market is great, but it is not every day. You can't just bop into the farmer's market. It's a committed time when you can go and shop. So that's one way that the co-op would be different. It's a store. Right. It's a grocery. But we would love to work with some of our farmers who have need a market.
Right.
You know, who can take a bigger market, perhaps.
Yeah, some of them certainly can't sell all of their produce at the farmer's market. And a lot of them have to hop markets, I understand. You know, they may do the Santa Fe farmer's market, and then they may go do another town market right. in the area, and they're all over the place just trying to sell what they're growing.
It's my impression that the permanent structure has really encouraged a lot of people to farm who might have been hesitant otherwise, because now they know they have a market, but that means they're also more farmers and there's a lot of produce. So, you know, it'd be nice to have other places for it to be sold and not just have everything coming from California, which in itself is questionable at this moment, as we know.
Right.
I've been out there a lot, and that Central Valley is bone dry.
Bone dry, yeah. Really bad this time of year.
Yeah.
And especially this year.
This year, especially.
Yeah. So for listeners who may have just tuned in, I'm talking with B.J. Pfeiffer, the founder of the new Santa Fe Community Co-op, and Deborah Madison, who's on the board of that co-op, and also the author of The New Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone, an update of her older book that we all already have, but I think I'm going to have to get the new one, too. So talk to me about the other goals of the food co-op. You're going to get this grocery store open. That'll take a lot of work. You're going to get the greenhouses going. But there are other goals that you have as well.
Yeah, we have a number of five-year goals. So beyond those two, we would like to eventually get some satellite locations launched, probably in El Dorado and on Airport Road. We would like to have a public composting facility, and I know a lot of people are working on that in town, and we would certainly collaborate with that. And we also have a foundation for food equity. So
let's talk about that. What is food equity?
Well, I think for us, food equity is the fact that everybody should be able to afford high-quality food. And that is really the purpose of the co-op. And what we like about our model overall is we think over the years that will just happen naturally, that our costs will just be low and the quality of our food will be high. But in the beginning, we think that there are people who are not used to and cannot afford even our reasonable prices. So we have started a foundation. We're in the process of starting it. We have a fiscal agent, and we are going to subsidize people with modest incomes so that they can participate in the co-op.
So where is the money coming from to form this co-op? I know that there is a membership you can join, but the membership fee is not huge.
No.
And that's not going to create a grocery store.
Right.
So where is the money coming from?
So our first step is to have a member loan program. So typically co-ops raise money by asking their members to invest. And we are planning to, actually, the Securities Division has already approved our offering documents.
You mean the State Securities Division?
The State Securities Division mm-hmm. has. So we are in the process. We're going to go and we're going to ask our members to loan us money, and we're going to pay them a good interest rate. So they will have, you know, a solid community investment. A lot of people are looking for places to invest locally, and here's a really wonderful opportunity.
And is that a model that's been used in forming other co-ops?
Yes. Almost every co-op has a member loan program. There actually have been 63 co-ops started since 2006. And they have all...
Wow.
And there's actually 200 in formation today. The cooperative model is actually much bigger than most people think. And they typically use member loans.
Yeah, I my first co-op experience, gosh, it's funny, you know, it makes you reach back into history, was in the 1970s.
Me too.
You know, in the little college town where I lived.
Sure.
And, you know, it was mainly bulk foods, you know.
Yeah, you get it and you put it together in the garage.
Oatmeal in giant barrels and things like that. It wasn't a very sophisticated operation.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to me, you know, and it did afford some sense of community to go in there. I felt like I was supporting something.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Well, what appeals to me especially is the participatory aspect of this co-op. People sharing in the work to bring prices down, and I think it'll be fun. I think a lot of people will find that it's actually fun to have a job where you start at A and you end at B and something has been accomplished.
Yes.
and you're working along people in your community who you may know or you may not know and you may get to know. And I think that I've heard people other than BJ actually talk about the Park Slope Co-op and how when you walk into there, you really get a palpable sense that this is a community store. And that I'm looking forward to.
Speaking of which, I want to make sure that the listening audience knows that you guys do have a website, a very nice website, called greenhousegrocery.coop.
Correct.
COOP is the extension, which I had never seen before, but apparently is a new way for co-ops to all be in the same family in the internet sky, so to speak.
I still put that hyphen in there myself. Yeah.
So it didn't look like coop.
Right.
But it's greenhousegrocery.coop.
Correct.
Is the website. And on that website, you can find out about a series of talks that you're setting up as a way to raise awareness of the new co-op. So, Deborah, you want to tell us about those talks?
Yeah, well, the talks, I think, can be very interesting because we have such great people in this community who can speak to all kinds of aspects around food, whether it's around growing food or seasoning food. So we're going to start this Sunday at the Santa Fe...
Culinary Academy.
I keep wanting to say co-op. Culinary Academy on West San Francisco Street. There'll be four of us speaking about how to bring new flavors and exciting flavors to food that's already good. You know, good quality food. And that will include Rocky Durham and Tanya Story, who founded the Academy. And wonderful Kim Mueller and myself. And I think it'll be a very interesting program. It's from 5 to 7. Other programs we are thinking about have to do with gardening and sustainability. Erin O'Neill, who was the gardener for Monte del Sol Kitchen Garden when we started that, will be speaking. She's also very involved with the community college gardens, and she teaches there, and we'll be doing a big thing on Earth Day Friday this week.
Nice.
So hopefully she, maybe with Ken Kuhn, who has developed those Grow Your Own Beds, will be one. We'll have another session in June on cuts of meat, and this will be presented by Lori Bauer, who's the executive director of the SWGLA, Southwest Grass-Fed Livestock Association.
SWGLA, that's a new acronym for me. Thank you.
Well, it's been around for a bit, and she'll be presenting with rancher Nancy Ranney from Corona. And they're going to be talking about just the whole business of ranching in this part of the country, and also ways of buying meat other than at the store when it's all packaged, and talking about cuts, which is a very confusing area for a lot of people.
So the co-op will buy meat from local ranchers?
Yes, we will.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And other people who we've been talking to, Jack Loeffler, who lives out here and has wonderful, interesting and important things to say about the watershed in the West. And food, of course, is connected to watersheds, and very much so. And Gary Paul Nabhan might come up from Tucson, and he's been a speaker here many times. So there's a lot of ways to think about and talk about the whole business of food and, you know, climate and all the things that affect us in a really, in a real way.
So these talks are going to be on the fourth Sunday of each month.
Yes.
From 5 to 7 p.m. The first one this Sunday is at the Santa Fe Culinary Academy at 112 West San Francisco Street. They're free, right, the talks?
Yes.
And you don't
have
to register, you just show up?
Well, just for this Sunday, we would like reservations because we have limited seating.
Okay. So what number do you call?
You can email us at co-op-series at greenhousegrocery.coop.
Okay.
To reserve your seat.
Wonderful. Yes, I think it's been really interesting over the past 20 years or so, maybe more, in Santa Fe, how we have become a foodie community. You, BJ, have spent time, you know, in Napa in California, which is a big foodie community. But really, it's pretty amazing how Santa Fe is very, very into food these days.
Well, we all should be. I mean, because it's not just food. It's also water. It's also soil. It's land. It's climate. It's our whole world.
It's carbon.
And it's nutrition. It's health and well-being.
Yeah, and so I think that foodie generally gets used to people who are following some chef around or buying the best of this and that. You know, I feel foodie in a more general, down-to-earth, we should be.
Yes.
Interested.
More focused.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you one more thing about the co-op, and it's putting it together. I'm wondering how you are reaching out to the parts of the community that aren't always included in the startup of these kind of organizations. How are you trying to achieve some diversity?
Well, the first thing is we would really like to expand our board to include a more representative group. And we've actually found that to be a little bit challenging. So if anybody from is interested in working with us, just please contact me, bj@greenhousegrocery.coop. We are always looking to diversify our board. Second way is we're starting to work with different organizations. For instance, we're starting to table at Del Norte Credit Union on Cerrillos. So we think that that location, we know there's not very much awareness there. We've met with Carmichael Dominguez to communicate and talk about what we're doing and to keep him on board, and he's generally supportive of what we're doing. But there's a lot more to do, and we know that.
Trying to reach out, for example, to the Mexican-American immigrant mm-hmm. community
yes.
and other groups that may not naturally come to this. Yeah.
Well, the other thing I'd like, there's two things. First of all, in my experience, the Mexican community is very family-oriented, and the co-op is very family-oriented. They're also from an agricultural community, so we're hoping that those things will be naturally attractive to the broader community.
Well, and I think that's a great point, is that being involved in a co-op is a great family opportunity mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to bring, the kids can come work with you, they can see food grown and really understand where their food comes from.
Yeah.
It may actually be easier to reach out to people once the store is in place, I think. Before it's an idea, people are busy, not.
Sure.
But once it has a form and an entity that you can go to and take part in.
And you can have celebrations and family
exactly.
activities, and people will come and then get it. And they'll really get what it's about.
Right. And more than that, we're really family. We're going to have child care. We'll have desks for homework. We're going to have a child's program there. So we're really...
Yeah, really hopeful.
Yep.
So let's say again that series of talks, fourth Sunday of each month, 5 to 7 p.m. It starts this Sunday at the Santa Fe Culinary Academy with Deborah Madison, Rocky Durham, Tanya Story, talking about kicking it up a notch, everyday ways to make food better. And the Santa Fe Food Co-op in the making has a website, greenhousegrocery.coop. I've been talking with BJ Pfeiffer and Deborah Madison. Thank you so much for being with me today. And we're going to take a break. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.